Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak, and welcome to the Chicago Bears Network studios at Hallis Hall for this week's Keys to the Game. Tampa Bay arrives at Soldier Field to meet the Bears. Let's dig in. Offensively, patience. That's going to be necessary. There is familiarity with the Bears against Tampa Bay's defense. They know the system they're going to try to beat. They know that system very well. It requires a great deal of patience to work that ball down the field if the Bucs are sitting in cover two. The Bucs don't want to give up big plays, and that defense is making plays. They are tied for fourth in opponents' negative plays with 75 this season, including 45 negative runs, which is third best in the NFL. Big reason is their three-technique defensive tackle, Gerald McCoy. He's the engine, and Levante David also is an outstanding young player at the linebacker position. The unit has three pick sixes, 15 takeaways overall, and 45 points off those takeaways. There are ex-Bears getting playing time in the Bucs secondary, including Major Wright at safety and Isaiah Fry in sub packages. Bears quarterback Jay Cutler will have the opportunity to make plays against this Bucs zone defense, but a significant commitment to the run and successful carries would work to get the Bucs out of that cover two and open up some downfield pass plays against corners Jonathan Banks and Alteron Verner, who've combined to give up 8 touchdowns this season. The Bears defense is familiar as well with Bucs quarterback Josh McCown. He's very competitive, and while his season has been compromised by missing time with an injury, he is capable of driving that ball downfield and making big plays if he gets into a rhythm. And that's where we start the discussion. Disrupting that rhythm is going to be key for the Bears defense. Against the blitz this season, Tampa Bay quarterbacks in total are 31st in quarterback rating, 57.6, 4 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, and 9 sacks. The Bears cornerbacks deal with size disadvantages in practice every day, so it would be safe to assume they should not be overwhelmed by the size of Tampa's receivers Mike Evans, an outstanding young rookie, and Vincent Jackson, a big veteran receiver. Tampa is not getting great production in the run game, but they will try to establish it and set up play action for McCown. They have the second fewest carries in the league and are averaging only 3.15 yards rushing on first down. Rookie running back Charles Sims is a man to watch. Healthy again, a big back with skills. On his special teams and playing a sound game on that unit and avoiding the penalties and the big plays while making the big plays when the opportunity is there is a storyline we're going to watch again this week against the Buccaneers. And limiting the field position advantages for a 2-8 football team is always a key, given that the slightest bit of momentum can turn a scoreboard. On to intangibles, and there's no sense of avoiding the topic. There is going to be powerful emotion building up to the game and building up to kickoff on Sunday. This coaching staff, led by Lovie Smith, has many ex-Bear assistants. They'll be looking to come back to Chicago and get a win. Well, the Bears will do a good job over the course of the week of not letting that become a distraction. Once the game begins, all the buildup becomes old news, and the task at hand will be to beat the Bucs. The Bears have to meet and surpass the enthusiasm and emotion the Bucs will likely bring into Soldier Field, given the circumstances and situations teams of the past here have dealt with ex-coaches Dave Wannstedt, Dick Geron, and Ron Rivera have brought here in the past. That wraps up this week's Keys to the Game. Be sure to listen to News Radio 780 at 105.9 FM, WBBM. Tom Thayer and myself roll out the pregame at 9 a.m., kickoff at noon at Soldier Field. Thanks again for watching Keys to the Game here on ChicagoBears.com.
Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.